Part two, conclusion. At the time that I'm writing this, it's about 11 o'clock in the morning, and I haven't eaten at all since my one meal yesterday. I felt my hunger rising, but I didn't want to eat just yet. So I decided to open my Bible to the book of Daniel.
Daniel 9, 3 through 5, NASB. So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, "Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and ordinances."
The word supplication stood out to me in the first verse. I looked it up and learned it comes from a Latin word that means to plead humbly. Then I started to write down the things I saw Daniel doing in this scripture, and I found four. One, he prayed. Two, he fasted. Three, he supplicated. Four, he confessed sin. I did those four things this morning. I pleaded humbly to the Lord that he would help me through this eating challenge. In this passage, we can see what the attitude of Daniel's heart was when he fasted. He sought the Lord earnestly, and that's the attitude we should have when we fast. When we deny our cravings for physical food, we're telling God, "I'm craving more of you and more of your word. I want to read it and understand it." It's not easy. You have to really go to God and ask him to remove the blinders when you read the word. Pray, "God, please let me know what this means and how I can apply it to my life." One thing people constantly ask me about the Chantel Ray way is, "What can I eat? I need an exact diet plan." I'm the type of person who needs to know exactly what to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I see commercials for different diet plans, and I think these things are such a trap. Diets had me bound for so many years, and I finally understood how to be free. This book is designed to set you free with a totally new vision of how to eat and how food fits in your life. This plan will work no matter what's going on in your life. People use excuses all the time to keep from getting started. "This is a stressful time. My schedule is crazy. We're planning a vacation next week." I don't care if it's the week before your period. This plan will work for you because you're making this decision. "I'm not going to eat because I'm tired, bored, or cranky. I'm no longer eating for any other emotional reason. I'm only eating when my body is physically hungry."